David Walker, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, and I'm available at 772-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
The Holy Spirit was there in the beginning. The Holy Spirit knows the glories of heaven. He will show you of things to come. He'll bring all things to your remembrance, things you never even thought, things way back. He bring it to your remembrance. He'll show you of things to come. He was there. That's how we know. You know, I don't know in my mind, my natural mind, that these things be true, but I have a witness. You know, in Cleveland, they were saying a witness. No, they're not the witness. Some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about, but anyway. We have the witness. The one that was there, the one that is there, the one that is in the future already. We have the witness. That's why if we walk in the Spirit, not only is it a journey, but it's an extraordinary journey. If you walk in the Spirit, there's no way you can become bored. I don't understand bored Christians. In a sense, I do, because you're not in the Spirit. You're just looking at the natural aspect, the carnal side of things, and it's scary, it's frightening, it's oppressive, and it's boring. But oh, when you step into the Spirit realm, the realm of possibility, where there's nothing too hard for God, where God's given us promises, where God's given us assurances, and you start to believe and embrace those things, it'll take you on a journey. I can't speak for you, but I speak for myself today. There's nothing as difficult as some times in my life have been, there's nothing I would give for my journey. Because I'm here because of God's ordination. Are you hearing? I might have chosen some things differently. How many know Father knows best? God knows best. And when you learn to be content, it opens up a realm. It opens up a realm. You come into a realm. But see, if you never are content, always wanting something or coveting something someone else has or jealous of someone else, if you're always like that, you'll never enter that place where he says, of the increase of his government and his peace, there's no end. And you may have peace this morning, but there's a deeper peace. There's an all-encompassing peace. There's a peace that when you walk into a room, it will affect everybody in the room. There's a peace that God can give to you that when you walk into a region, there may be violence, but the violence is going to have to slow down. Come on, God will give you a peace that will govern atmospheres. Jesus had such a peace, he said, peace be still. And the storm had to hearken to what he was saying. A raging storm stopped because peace came out of him. What an awesome God we serve. Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 48, if you will. Now, we've established of the increase of his government. God is a God of increase. That's why he works on us and in us to rid us of greed and the workings of the flesh. In Galatians chapter 5, he works in us to free us from the bondage of our flesh. You see, at the end of all flesh, and this is a vision from Papa Jonathan David, he said that God visited him. And when he came to him, when the Lord came to him, he placed his hand upon his head. And as he placed his hand upon his head, he said he began to come into the spirit realm. And he said he saw a door. And he came to the door. And when the door opened, he said, everything on the other side of the door was different. He said the colors were different. He said the air, he said it was, he couldn't go through the door right away because it was hard for him to breathe. He said the air was different. The colors were different. But he said what was given to him, there was a robe, a garment that was placed upon him. And he said, as the garment was placed upon him, he knew now he had access to go through the door. You see, it's like a wedding feast. You know the parable of the wedding feast. The one that didn't have the garment that went in couldn't stay. They threw him out. But he was given the garment. You see, that garment is woven by the things that you do in your life. That garment is woven by how God works with you in your life. If you don't yield to God, you're very likely not to have a garment. Amen. To enter into that other side. But as you yield to the workings of God and you come into stature, there's a garment that's placed upon you that gives you access to that other side. He said when he went through the door, he initially couldn't breathe very well, but suddenly, because he had the garment on, he was able to catch his breath, and that, it was okay. It was okay. He started to breathe because it was so different. Even our bodies, whatever state our body is in, there has to be some changes sometimes on our part, because we're entering into a realm where God is. In his presence is a fullness, but there are certain things that we must take care of. He said when he entered in, the first thing he saw was a river. He said an amazing thing about the river is that it was crystal clear. It was a crystal clear river, and again, no refraction of light. Everything down. But he said in this river, it was strange because in this river he saw cars. He saw title deeds. He saw houses. He saw all the things that saints needed. And he said he saw people that were there that also had these robes going into the river. He said one he saw go into the river and drive his car out. And he said the car wasn't wet. It wasn't rusted from the water. He just drove it out. And he said what he noticed, he said people weren't going in grabbing stuff. He said they just went in and got what was theirs and just drove it out. One went in and got a title deed. The other went in and got this. The other went in and got that. He said there was no greed there. These had been freed from greed. How many know there's a breed without greed? See, God has to deal with our heart, deal with our mind so that we want just what is for ours, what is ours, what is useful, what is of use to God, what is my portion. When he can mold and make you and shape you like that, that wedding garment will give you access. But he went on to talk about many, many other things that he saw and witnessed as the Lord opened his eyes to the spirit realm. He said he saw houses, and they were beautiful houses. And some were large houses, some were small houses, but they were beautiful. And the type of designs on the gates and things, they were just beyond description. And he said, Lord, whose houses are these? Are these the mansions in heaven? And the Lord said, no. He said, these are my houses. In other words, those houses represented people whom the Lord was forming and shaping. He said, no, these are my dwelling places. He said it was like parallel. It was the first time he said that earth and heaven were right beside one another. It wasn't somewhere far away. He said it was just outside of our perception was this heaven. And these houses were what God was fashioning right at the time. Jeremiah chapter 48. Chapter 48, verse 10. Now get that. Jeremiah 48, verse 10. Cursed. I'm going to shift gears here a bit. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. And cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully in the spirit. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. That word deceitfully is a little deceptive. It doesn't mean deceitfully, even though you could probably put it in the same category, but it means that does the work of the Lord negligently. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord negligently, slothfully, haphazardly, carelessly, cursed. Now, I want you to see that word cursed. You see, with a child of God, no matter how the enemy has tried to curse you, you've been delivered from that curse. We are delivered from the curse of the law. I don't care what type of witch wants to curse you and that. No. As a child of God walking in the Spirit, you are free from that. Amen. Come on, they ain't got no authority over you. You are a child of God. You've been delivered from that. Jesus became a curse to deliver us from all curses. But there is a curse that you can bring on yourself. Amen. And when I say curse, let me give you a definition here of what the word curse means. The word curse there, curse means to bind with a spell. It means to hem in with obstacles, to render powerless to resist, to render powerless to resist, to hem in with obstacles. Curse. Cursed be the man that doeth the work of the Lord negligently, haphazardly, carelessly. Cursed. He will be bound. He will be spellbound. He will be hemmed in with obstacles. He will be rendered powerless to resist the adversary. And he said, cursed be the man that doeth the work of the Lord negligently, and cursed, get that verse back up for me, be the man that keepeth back his sword from blood. Keepeth back his sword from blood. I want to put a twist to this to let we understand where it begins. It begins with us. Tell someone, it begins with me. Not people out there, but it begins with me. I have to take dominion in every domain here. I got to take my thoughts captive. Amen. I got to bring my members subject to work righteousness. I can't be working deceit. I can't be lying and cheating. I can't allow the flesh to have place. I got to bring this subject first. So the first facet of that I want to talk about is who keeps his sword from blood. You know, the life of the flesh is in the blood.
Amen. Amen.
You know, you can get strong in yourself. But you know, if someone were to have an accident, on the scene of the accident, the first thing the paramedics want to do, I would imagine, is stop the bleeding. Am I correct? They don't want you to lose too much blood, because if you lose too much blood, you can die. But see, before we can turn the sword on our adversaries in the spirit dimension, we have to turn the sword on ourselves.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 61 of Mega Grace. Grace, the Enabler, part 2. God resists the proud. Whenever we become lifted up in ourselves, the fleshly carnal type of pride, God resists us. God does this to bring a person back to proper order. God designs, he orders, and he sets in motion. Isaiah 2:2 states, "And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it." This is God's design. When you understand the design of what something is created for, or the purpose, it's easy to bring yourself into that order of design.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.